MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep
feed. You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
I told you they wouldn't miss the intros.
Shy kids.
See it right there. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
And my name is Doc.
Hey, Doc, how's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a new year.
It's 25.
It's 20-15.
20-15. Exactly. It is the year of Back to the Future 2.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
It is.
Although, not really getting a lot of the things from Back to the Future 2 this year. Except Nike has promised that they will have self-lacing shoes.
Really?
By this year.
I'm looking forward to that.
You remember a couple years ago, they put out the actual shoe from Back to the Future as a collector's item, and they promised in their marketing for that they would actually have lace-up shoes in that shoe form. I don't know, what do they call it? Like shoe model?
The shoe model.
That shoe model.
Yeah.
By 2015.
Hmm.
So of all the things that happened in Back to the Future 2, that's the one thing we can guarantee to have.
Yeah. We also need a bunch of more Jaws movies to come out this year.
Like a bunch more.
Like a lot more. We need the special effects to be really bad.
Yeah. We don't have hologram technology.
We don't have retail hoverboards yet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just that fake prototype on the internet.
Yeah. Dayglow hasn't made a huge return.
It's true. Although there is time.
There is,
you know,
still
spring
time.
Fashion hasn't happened yet, so you know, it still could happen.
We need a company called Graze to open up and start releasing sports almanacs.
Yeah.
Watch, there is a company already called Graze, and that's what they already did.
Like they started in 2003.
Or no, like they started in like the 50s. And oh. I just don't know sports so much that I don't realize that's a real thing.
Right. Apparently the Cubs are going to win the World Series this year.
You know what they did predict is 80s nostalgia.
A little bit.
Because that's kind of big right now. And in the future, he goes to an 80s themed cafe.
It's true.
I bet one of those exists.
There is an 80s bar here in Southern California called Totally 80s.
Oh, clever name.
Yeah, it has a a bunch of arcade games and it's a complete throwback experience. So that also is something that we have in 2015.
You know what else we have in 2015?
Hmm.
I can see your face.
Ah, yes, you can. The year of the beard, 2014.
Is over.
The year of our Lord, 2014.
2014.
The year of the beard.
Yeah.
Is over.
It's over. And now it's the year of the soul patch.
It's the only sort of thing that I can
do. The year of the flavor saver.
You know, it's high and tight. It's not a very long soul patch. Like my face looks really weird if it's completely naked.
Yeah.
I have to keep something,
it looks
either
weird.
A goatee or...
I got so used to the beard, it looks weird now.
Right? I have no chin.
Like, I didn't realize you had such a weak chin.
I do. I have such a small face. Like, I'm such a squatty-faced guy. Yeah, the beard did a lot of favors for me in the strong jaw. And people respected me. You know? They would hold their heads up high when they... passed me on the streets.
You went from like Zach Galifianakis to Louis Skolnick.
I have no idea who that is.
That is the lead of Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Yeah. Yay.
Yay.
No, yeah, it was...
Robert Carradine is the actor.
Yes. Not related to the other Carradines?
No, very related.
Very related to Carradines.
Yeah.
The
super related to the other Carradines.
Does he also choke himself out when he masturbates?
No, but he was also the dad on Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, he was.
There you go.
Yes.
Connections.
He now hosts King Geek or King of the Nerds.
King of the Nerds, yeah, with Booger.
Yes.
Curtis Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This sounds like we're trying to lead to something.
We're not.
Like,
no,
and
we're
speaking
just...
of Curtis Armstrong. Yeah.
He was in a movie that you like with John Cusack.
Yes, called Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead.
And you know who else is better off dead?
My beard.
There you go. It all makes sense.
We got back.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was a lot more of a roller coaster than I expected, having a beard for a whole year.
I have to say you did the smart thing too.
What?
You shaved in front of your kid.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I see a lot of videos where the dad sneaks off and shaves and then comes back and the kid is afraid of him.
Yeah, we gave my kid a lot of prep for like, okay, daddy's going to shave his beard in a couple days.
Yeah.
Like, are you excited for it? He's like, yeah, it's going to be good. You should shave it all off now. And I was like, well, we got to wait. Got to wait till the end of the year, you know, to complete it or whatever. But he was pretty excited and to see it all come off. Like a little too excited.
Yeah. Like, get rid of that fucking thing.
It's gross. You're not my daddy.
Well, you filmed a video of shaving it.
I did. It took like 15 minutes to shave the whole thing off.
I would have guessed longer.
Really?
Yeah. Like when you just said 15 minutes, I was like, well, that's fucking short.
No, yeah. It took about 15 minutes to.
I feel like it takes. I don't grow a beard. And when I shave, I feel like it takes for fucking ever. I'm like, oh, I wish this was over already.
It's only 5 minutes in front of a mirror.
Yeah. I just don't like looking at myself that long.
It was a process to get the beard off.
Yeah.
It was really weird. About 15 minutes to shave it off. I did it in stages and then like took pictures of the different stages.
Yeah, you started off with the
Mobius beard.
The Mobius beard, which is made famous by some famous black general or something.
Some famous black general?
I believe so.
General Amadeus Mobius. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No, it's basically mustache. Like you take a full beard and you just shave your chin away.
Yeah.
So it's mustache into cheeks, into sideburns,
right,
and then into your hair. And it's a continuous loop of mustache. So it's a Mobius.
And then you did Fu Manchu.
And then I went, then I shaved off the sides.
It looked very Hetfield-y.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. I was going for Dietrich Bader from Office Space.
Oh, there you go.
Didn't quite capture that.
No.
The funny thing about that, though, is because my sideburns, those mutton chops were so long.
Yeah.
They sort of flared out at the end. And it made it look like I had a mullet, only the mullet was in front of my ears. Like, if you looked at me dead on, I look like I had a Fu Manchu with a mullet.
Yeah.
But the mullet was oddly placed.
Yeah.
It was like business
in front of you.
Business in the front, party creeping into the front.
Yeah.
You know? And then I just went to straight sideburns, shaved off the mustache.
I was hoping for one with like just mustache. Like,
that's on the
Seth
video.
Seth Galifianakis look.
Yeah, that's on the video. I did. I filmed the video. I edited down just the good parts of the 15 minutes, which was only about 3 and change.
Yeah.
It's it's an almost 4 minute video, I think.
Yeah.
And it's really just jump cuts of the various stages of my beard coming off.
Right.
And there's a part in the video where I shave off the Fu Manchu part.
Yeah.
And I'm left with the Burt Reynolds, as I called it. Because it's probably the most glorious my mustache has ever looked.
Yeah.
It took a year to grow and then trim away all the fat to get a mustache that looked semi-decent, but it still wasn't very good.
Right.
The craziest thing about the video, though, is the unexpected number of people that watched me shave my beard off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I posted it to my Facebook page, on my personal Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it got a couple shares. You shared it.
I shared it.
The Shy Kids shared it.
I'm glad they did that.
I mean, I shared it via the Shy Kids yeah. page. And some family members and whatnot. But I didn't expect the amount of people that actually watched it to tally what it did.
What?
Within the first day, we were at 185, something
views?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
By the end of the weekend, we were over 1,100.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I have no idea who the fuck's watching this beard video.
Jesus.
I'm just shaving a beard. Yeah. And apparently because it was edited just the good parts, like they just got like a montage of all the funny aspects of me shaving the beard off. So apparently it was entertaining-ish enough that people kept watching it or telling other people that they needed to watch it or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, like,
weird.
I was not expecting almost.
You got to watch this guy shave his beard.
Yeah. It's,
really?
No. Yeah. I would say no to that video. You know, like, nah, I don't see it. Scroll.
Yeah. Skip. Next.
Yeah.
Gives a shit.
Yeah.
I skip videos where it's like people doing real talented things.
Right?
Like if I see any video that says, this guy does 50 impressions during this one song, I'm like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
20 different song styles all mixed together. So what?
Who cares? This guy does a Katy Perry song in every musical genre possible.
No, don't give a fuck.
He looks weird. Scroll. Somebody getting hit in the nuts. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. It's not loading. You know.
There you go.
Yeah, I was really surprised. But it's gone, you know. And 2015 is the year of not doing something for a year.
I call it the year of our listeners don't have to hear beard talk.
Yeah.
Again.
Although there wasn't that much beard talk.
Not too much.
There wasn't that much beard talk.
It didn't overpower.
No. I never shared a beard picture.
This week on Beard Tips.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was fun. There was a tremendous amount of hassle associated with having a long beard.
Yeah.
That I didn't like eating hamburgers and hot dogs and tacos were incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
Because the mustache, when it gets super long, it does nothing but fold into your mouth anytime you open your mouth wide enough to get a burger or something of that size in there. And it just sweeps in these
so just
long
constantly
fucking,
biting it.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
You're just taking bites out of your mustache. And the leftover crumbs.
Yeah.
And then growing the beard out helped me realize that I now have gray hairs.
Oh, fun.
Which I didn't know before. which, you know, thanks for that old age.
I think you can blame your father for that.
Probably, yeah. I blame him for a lot of things.
Yeah.
My gray hair's one of them. No. yeah, you know, it was pretty fun because people got behind it. You know, like I also didn't expect like somebody made a Facebook page specifically for my beard.
Really?
Yeah, it was like support Corey's beard.
Wow.
Fan page on Facebook.
I was not aware of this.
Yeah, it was a private group. They didn't make it public.
It's a secret society.
Yeah, I was invited to it and I was like, "Oh, look at that. Somebody made a Facebook page about my beard," and then they didn't open it up.
You think they're going to be pissed that you shaved it and hobble you like that girl from Misery? How could you kill Misery?
Yeah, right. I hope not.
Yeah, they hobble you and make you grow a beard.
Yeah, that would be terrible. No, I hope not. You know there was weird support from a lot of people in there.
Beard support,
and then
Walker.
There was a lot of people that were very angry at my beard.
What?
Yeah, like
fuck your beard.
Yeah, like. I would post sort of regular updates of like how long it was and whatnot, and I would almost always get comments about like, can't wait till this is off. Can't wait till you don't have this shit anymore. Like,
you look awful.
Yeah, exactly.
It does age you. You look way younger.
I know, yeah. My coworkers, when I went back to work after the break, they were like, You're
not 40?
Yeah. I was like, with my beard, I look 35. Without my beard, I look 29. Yeah. You know. But yeah. Anyway, that's enough beard talk. It's gone.
Enough beard talk.
It was fun. I did it for a year. Who gives a shit?
The year of the beard.
But 2015,
is over.
You know, we're pushing forward.
Yes.
So many great things in 2015.
Let's hope.
What do we got to look forward to 2015?
You know what I just saw is the Ant-Man teaser.
Oh, I did. I saw that today.
You saw it? Okay, good.
I did.
They posted it today.
They did.
When we're recording this.
Tuesday. Yeah. I was not as excited as I had hoped.
Really?
You know. I
was surprised at the serious tone it took for most of the trailer.
Yeah.
With kind of a funny concept, Ant-Man.
There's a moment at the very end.
Where they bring in the comedy.
Where they bring it back. Yeah. I don't know, like this whole project.
Yeah.
Like I was super excited about it when Edgar Wright was on board and doing it, and
that's the thing.
Making his thing, and I was like, this is gonna be great.
Now that he's not making the movie anymore, there's this thing I saw on the internet. It said, if the movie's great, everyone will say it was because of Edgar Wright. And if the movie sucks, everyone will say it's because of Peyton Reed, the new director.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't like when Guardians. Like I know about as much about Ant-Man as I do Guardians of the Galaxy before that came out. I was
Guardians teaser was way effective.
Yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy teaser it hit like let you know what was going on a little bit. It let you see the world that they had created, and it looked super fucking cool.
Yeah, something about this, like this. I could tell the effects aren't done yet because they barely showed them.
This looked like Marvel wasn't in charge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it felt very Spider-Man to me.
Oh, it does have this weird tone in the trailer of like, you need to carry on this legacy. It felt like the new Spider-Man's where apparently Peter Parker's dad planned for him to become a Spider-Man. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's been movies with bad teasers that turn out to be good. So
look, I'm still going to go see it.
And there's movies with great teasers that turn out to be shite.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm still going to go see it because I trust Marvel.
I was just thinking about Independence Day the other day and how the first half of that movie is one of the best movies ever.
Yes. Yes, and then
the second half is one of the worst.
Then they plug a Mac into an alien ship and upload a virus.
Yeah.
A computer virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
No, but see, the Macs are based off the alien technology because it crashed in the 50s.
Right. And then there's the whole, the ship that they were in is way fucking old.
Is Oregon Trail alien technology too?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And also if it were alien technology when it first started, fine, but we've expanded on it so much that they probably wouldn't recognize because they would have taken the technology in a completely different direction, theoretically speaking, right?
My favorite critique of Independence Day came from the late Patrice O'Neill, who had said the part to him that makes the least sense is there's the Area 51 ship that they fly back up to the mothership to upload the virus and destroy them. The mothership, why would it see one dinky ship coming back up and be like, oh, yeah, pull that one in, when all the other ships were heading down?
Right.
And wouldn't they be like, isn't that the 1950s model?
Right.
They don't even have the 2000 model spaceship.
Yeah. Why would we put that on the ship that we came to invade another? Like, why would we put outdated technology? That should be in a museum.
Yeah. That belongs in a museum. The alien version of Indiana Jones runs in. What's that doing there? Yeah. Get off my plane. Movie mix.
The Benedict Man.
But yeah, Ant-Man, I don't know. I still have hope for it. The teaser, you know, again, wasn't great. I did like the bits we saw of ant-sized stuff.
What do we get from the trailer? We know that he has a daughter.
We know that he has a daughter. We know that he's not the first Ant-Man.
Yes, he's taking over a mantle.
From Michael Douglas.
We know, is it from Michael Douglas? Was that clear in the trailer?
Yeah, he's playing Hank Pym,
who is the original Ant-Man. I know the backstory.
But
From the trailer,
it's not clear.
I got that, like, Michael Douglas he could be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah.
He could be, you know, something like that where he's, you know, passing, right. he's recruiting another person to be, the fact that he was Ant-Man previously is fine.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
We know that, the Ant-Man suit looks like the Rocketeer.
Like a black and red version.
Or a leather Iron Man.
Leather Iron Man.
Suit. Leather Man.
I am Leather Man. Bom, 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 bom.
We know that
he flies a dragonfly or something.
Was it a dragonfly?
It might have just been a regular fly.
It was either a fly or like an ant with wings.
Oh, it could have been one of those winged ants.
Maybe.
That's true.
Like a termite?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does hop on that, which I hope when he comes back to normal size, he goes, what the fuck was that? I just wrote a bug.
Yeah. And I like Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's playing the lead.
I love Paul Rudd.
I like him. So I think he, in the way Robert Downey Jr. is what really sold Iron Man, his
right.
portrayal of Tony Stark.
But Iron Man also does cool things.
He does, but like my favorite parts of Iron Man is when he's in his workshop tinkering and shit.
Mm-hmm.
When he's Robert Downey Jr.
Right. Yeah, when he's arguing with Jarvis.
So I think like that, if Paul Rudd has a good character to work with and can do his Paul Rudd stuff,
right?
I think it could be quite good.
I was almost ready to cast Michael Douglas in the Stan Lee movie after seeing him in this trailer.
To play Stan Lee?
Yeah. Because he has sort of the voice, and he had that.
How
like,
about a superhero that shrinks down to the size of an ant? And I'll call it Bug Boy.
It's great, Stan.
Yeah,
we'll write it up. You won't want to change the name. We'll fix it in post.
I like the idea that Stan Lee comes up with shitty names and that his editors fix it.
But you're the voice.
Human spider.
You're the voice of Marvel, Stan. So we're gonna give you all the credit.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, like Michael Douglas in this trailer, he looked a lot like Stan Lee. And at first I thought like, oh, could Stan Lee not do his cameo? And so they were just like, Michael Douglas.
You do Stan Lee's cameo.
Yeah, you do your version of Stan Lee, and we'll just build a bigger part around it.
Yeah. Have you heard the theory about Stan Lee in the Marvel movies?
Mm-mm.
He is playing the character of Uatu the Watcher.
Uatu the Watcher?
Yeah, that is a Marvel character that watches from space.
Really?
Yeah, he just observes.
Because?
He's a watcher.
Does he do anything significant?
Nope. He's a watcher.
Hmm.
So there's a theory that's why Stan Lee's in every movie. He's watching.
Okay.
He's Uatu the Watcher.
He's not even like a do-goody good Samaritan, just like trying to help out where he can.
Just watching.
Just watching.
Just watches all the shit go down. When the shit goes down, what the fuck you gonna do?
Damn,
it feels good to be a watcher.
I'm pretty sure there's a law in New York where he would be arrested.
I'm sorry, just
watching.
You've been accused of watching. We don't put up with that Uatu business here.
Yeah, wasn't that the last episode of Seinfeld? Were they just watched?
They were just watched while a crime went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is called the Good Samaritan Law,
the
right?
The Good Samaritan Law.
Right?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
if you don't act when clearly a crime is being committed, then you're liable to be
That's
responsible.
Not what the actual Good
what
Samaritan
is, what
law.
Is it?
You're protected legally. Like if you see someone getting beat up and then you grab that guy and beat him up, the bully, you're protected legally because you were saving somebody else from him.
Oh, okay. They should call it the superhero law.
Or like if you're trying to do CPR on someone and you break their rib.
Right.
Because that can happen with CPR.
Mm-hmm.
They can't like sue you now. It's like, I was trying to save your fucking life, dickbag.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they are alive to sue you, it's because
you saved their fucking life.
CPR and saved their fucking life.
Yeah.
So what if they cracked a few ribs? You gotta break a few ribs, man. If you want to make an omelet, I think that's how that goes.
Despite this law though, there is still a danger.
Sorry. Go ahead.
That was good. Despite this law, there is still a danger with being a good Samaritan.
Is there?
Yes. I found a news story from CBS. I didn't find it from CBS. I found it on a subreddit called Not the Onion.
Not the Onion.
Yeah, and it is news stories that are real, but scene... sound like they're from The Onion.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to read you the headline because it spoils the story.
Okay.
But I'm just going to tell you the details of the story.
Should I guess the headline?
You could guess the headline afterwards. It's not like, it's not a clever headline. Okay. All right, it explains exactly what happens.
Yeah. I hate that now. Like,
I miss clever headlines.
Yeah. Like a headline's supposed to hook you.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to tell you exactly what you need to know so that you can just skip the article.
Yeah. So this happened in South Oakland, not California.
There's another Oakland?
South Oakland is a borough of Pittsburgh.
Really?
I didn't know Pittsburgh had boroughs.
Neither did I.
Like, Oakland is in Pittsburgh, much like Queens is in New York.
Yin's down from Oakland.
Yeah. A homeless woman is facing charges.
Guilty.
Following an act of kindness by a Good Samaritan.
The homeless woman is...
She's facing charges after somebody helped her.
Okay.
Okay, here's what happened.
Did they help her rob another homeless person?
No.
Okay.
It's way better than that.
Okay.
According to a criminal complaint, the homeless woman, referred to as Jane Doe in the complaint...
She gets around.
...began a conversation with another woman. We'll call her the patron.
The patron.
Yeah, these are all anonymous names in this story. So Jane Doe and the patron. Jane Doe is homeless. The patron is the Good Samaritan.
Okay.
Okay. So Jane Doe got into a conversation with the patron inside a Rite Aid store.
Can we call her Homeless Jane?
We could call her Homeless Jane.
Homeless Jane.
Homeless Jane got into a conversation with a patron of a Rite Aid store.
Gotcha.
Got it. Okay.
Lady Marmaduke.
Yeah. Homeless Jane explained that she was homeless.
Yes.
4 months pregnant.
Oh, that's no good.
And had nowhere warm to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So the patron extended an invitation to Jane Doe to come back to her house for a warm meal.
Okay, first of all,
already red flags.
Don't fucking do that.
No.
Don't allow a vagrant whom you don't know to just stay at your house.
Yeah.
Give him a couple bits of cash, maybe give her a blanket. You know? If you got a cardboard box to spare, you know, or maybe a tent.
Right, right.
If you're super nice.
Yeah. You don't bring them home.
Perhaps you buy her a fifth of alcohol.
This isn't a wacky 80s comedy where an alien crashes and you let them move in.
Right.
This is a homeless person.
Yeah. This is an elf.
Who could have all sorts of problems that you don't know about. Yeah. And indeed she did.
Ah.
When they arrived at the home, Homeless Jane took a shower and was given a clean set of clothes by the homeowner.
So nice.
Or
Lady
the patron,
Marmaduke.
As we're calling her.
Lady Marmaduke.
Lady Marmaduke. Around 3 a.m., the homeowner, Lady Marmaduke, came downstairs because she was looking for her pit bull.
Oh.
Pit bull usually sleeps kind of by her on the bed, and she noticed it wasn't there.
Right.
She goes downstairs, and she observed Homeless Jane.
The pit bull named Mittens.
Yes, Mittens. Okay. And she came downstairs and observed Homeless Jane engaging in a sexual activity with the dog.
What?
Yes. Unclear on what it is. Was she blowing the dog? Was she letting the dog fuck her ass or pussy?
Did she raid the cupboard for some peanut butter?
Was she letting the dog
on her
just
snatch?
Lick off the peanut butter from her vagina, from her homeless vagina?
Which is weird because she just took a shower.
Yeah.
So why would she rub? Like, do the peanut buttering before you get in the shower.
Yeah.
Because that could lead to an infection.
Right.
I'm just saying, be safe out there.
Yeah. So, she was fucking the dog. At that time...
Is that how she got pregnant?
Yeah, then she went back in time, and she was 4 months pregnant.
She is a companion of an evil Time Lord.
The Master. Yeah. at the time, the homeowner demanded that Homeless Jane leave the house.
I would, yes.
Yeah.
Stop fucking my dog. Get the fuck out of my house.
According to the complaint, Homeless Jane became upset.
Really?
And threw
on what grounds, Homeless Jane? On what grounds?
I was just petting it.
You are assaulting Mittens. And you shall not be under this house.
I don't think the pit bull would be named Mittens.
Why not? Pitbulls always get such a bad rap. They're nice dogs.
Yeah. The Homeless Jane became upset and threw a 5-pound dumbbell through the glass storm door.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. In addition, she told police that she also broke some flower pots and garden lights because she was mad.
Was she charged with breaking and exiting?
She was arrested and is facing a list of charges, including sexual intercourse with an animal.
So it was intercourse.
Criminal mischief.
She was getting fucked
this
by
this
dog. This
was intercourse. Criminal mischief and defiant trespass.
Criminal mischief.
That sounds like something Dennis the Menace would do.
Yeah, criminal mischief.
You criminal mischief. Dennis!
Yeah.
Mr. Criminal Wilson! Mischief.
So she fucked
a dog, and then when she was called out on it, she's like, fuck you, and threw a dumbbell through a glass door.
How terrible would it be for, like, if you were in Lady Marmaduke's shoes.
By appropriate name now.
Right? Yeah.
Marmaduke.
I feel like Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you walk down your stairs like mittens. Mittens. And like
he's just balls deep in some homeless
this homeless lady that you brought home in shambles and showed her like the good faith of your heart that you were going to be like, I'm a good person and you don't have to be like on the street. Like there are people like us to help lift you up because we are one community and blah, 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 blah. And she's just sprawled out naked in your living room, just getting railed by your dog.
I'm curious if when she arrived there and I'm assuming saw the dog, cause you know, dogs greet people when they come to the door, that she like, I'm going to fuck that. Or was it like later in the middle of the night, the dog came downstairs and that's when she got curious. Like, I'm curious if this was premeditated or if the dog kind of seduced her.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that as soon as she met the dog went right for her vagina.
Yeah.
You smelled a crotch.
Yeah.
Was leading her on.
Well, because, you know, she was homeless, so it probably reeked of fish.
Yes. Is there a counter case where she's charging the dog with rape?
Hashtag.
Oh, excuse me. She's charging the dog with Cosby?
With Cosby,
We've replaced that, right? In 2015, anytime you mention rape, it's actually Cosby.
It's true. She actually went on Tumblr and said that the dog was promoting rape culture.
Right. And then people were in the comments were like, well, you shouldn't have been so sexy.
Yeah, well then, but then
leading the dog on.
Well, then the dog rights activists created hashtag not all dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, all homeless women.
Yes, all
not
homeless.
All dogs.
Not all dogs.
Yeah.
Not all dogs go to homeless heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the dog patriarchy is at work here.
Yeah. Not all dogs go to homeless heaven, but Mittens did. Oh, did he?
Oh, did he?
Oh, did he? Oh, man. I want to know more about Lady Marmaduke in this situation. Like,
that's the homeowner, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't need to know any more about this dog fucker.
Okay. You just want to know about the crazy lady who lets a homeless person come to her house?
I want to know, the crazy lady who lets a homeless person come to their house and fuck their dog.
Maybe homeless Jane seemed really nice.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I once accidentally let a homeless guy work on my car.
Really?
Yes. My car broke down in a oddly enough a Rite Aid parking lot. something with homeless people in Rite Aid.
We'll call him Homeless Joe.
It was I went to put the key in and it kind of got stuck when I tried to start the car. Uh-huh. And it had been doing that a lot lately, and you really have to like fucking turn it.
Right.
And when I turned it, I heard a snap.
Ooh.
And it would just, the whole thing would just spin in place.
Right.
Like something broke inside.
Like a belt or something.
No, like the
cars.
Actual, not a belt.
I don't know.
Like a piece of metal.
Oh.
Like the whole, like where you put the key in, that little starter.
Oh,
that whole thing started just spinning when I would turn it and never start the car.
That's no bueno.
Yeah. So I go into the Rite Aid and I just let them know, like, hey, I'm going to have this towed tomorrow morning to my mechanic. It was like night when this happened. It was one of those 24-hour Rite Aids.
Right.
So I was like, I'm just going to let you know that I'm going
to... You went in, you got some thrifty ice cream, and you're like, just so you know, I'm going to enjoy my pralines and cream. And then I'm going to get a cab.
Yeah.
My car is out front. It's broke.
Yeah, no, I was just letting him know that it's going to be in the parking lot all night and not to tow it because I was having my mechanic tow it in the morning.
Right.
And the Rite Aid guy was talking to a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, oh, what's wrong with your car? And I'm like, well, the starter, like, I broke it. It's now just turning in place. And he goes, well, all you need to do is pop that out and put a screwdriver in there and you could turn it on. Do you have a screwdriver? And I'm like, I do. And he goes, all right, well, I work on cars. So let me, I'll pull the whole thing out and then you could put a screwdriver in and start your car. And that way you can drive it home.
Mm.
I'm like, okay. So he jumps into my driver's seat and starts trying to pry the fucking key starter thing out. And he's talking while he's doing it, just telling me shit about, he's like, yeah. By the way, you're like a big dude. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you think you could, like, if I get this working, you think you could help me out with something? And I'm like, what's that? And he goes, ah, this guy owes me money. And I want to go see him. And if you're like standing there behind me, it would be kind of threatening. I was like, no, I don't think I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, it's all right. Look, you know, it's not a huge deal. And he keeps working on it and goes, yeah, so yeah, like I don't have really a place to stay right now. I'm staying at the Y for a bit. And then I was like, realize, oh, this guy's homeless.
Yeah.
And he's working on my car.
I've let a street vagrant into my car.
Sure enough, he never got the starter out.
Right.
And I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to have my guy tow it. And he's like, okay. And then I immediately took all valuables out of my car.
Right.
Locked my doors, went home. The next day, my mechanic tows it and he goes,
did somebody fuck a dog in this car?
He goes, man, you really fucked up your starter. What were you trying to do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I broke it when I tried to turn it really hard, but I had a guy trying to pry it out so I could start it with a screwdriver. And he goes, ah, don't do that. Yeah. It was all like I had to replace more because of that guy.
Because he fucked it up.
Yeah, he fucked it all up.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah. So I accidentally had a homeless guy in my car for like an hour. But I didn't bring one home. And he didn't fuck my dog.
Didn't fuck your dog.
And he didn't throw a dumbbell through my window.
So your experience is more positive than Lady Marmaduke's.
He did give me his number. He asked for my number, but I said, well, just give me yours in case I change my mind about wanting to help him get his money back.
Right.
Yeah.
In case you were...
I was like, well, give me your number. And he gave me his, and then I deleted it.
It's, you know, Niner Twizzle, 4836.
Niner Twizzle?
Yeah.
Just fake numbers?
You know, that's the area code.
Corey, he was a white guy, and you're giving him a black voice.
I'm just talking street, man. This is what happens when you
live on racist. The street.
That's racist. I wasn't assigning any race to it.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, but like, I want to know, like, is Lady Marmaduke a single lady?
Well, I don't know.
Because if my wife brought home Homeless Jane.
Do you think your wife would do that?
No fucking way.
Do you think she would do that?
My wife has given a lady a ride from a gas station that she didn't know.
Okay.
And she came home and was like, she's like, I did something that you're probably not going to like. I'm okay.
Yeah.
It all worked out. But after I did it, I felt like I could have died.
Yeah.
And it was probably a bad idea. I'm like, what the fuck could this be? What the hell did you do? Like, did you go do heroin in like some seedy part of town? Like, just because I thought like it might be interesting.
And then she goes, I ran into Doc at Rite Aid.
Yeah, right. And I helped him help a homeless man fuck a dog.
It was insane.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah.
That dog went crazy on. There was a lady who was crying at a gas station because her boyfriend had just abandoned her at this gas station. And my wife, God bless her heart, you know, was like, what's wrong? And the lady gave her sob story, whatever. And all she needed was a ride down the street to her house. so that she could just get home.
Yeah.
And she ended up giving the lady a ride home. Then, like, her conscience sort of caught up with her. And, like,
yeah.
The little voice in your head that's supposed to go, don't.
Yeah. She might be lying.
Yeah. As soon as she dropped her off, like, she could have been completely lying, and I could have taken her to some place where I would have been ambushed and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's about as close. And I was like, yeah, don't do that.
Don't
just give rides to people. And if they have stereo systems to sell you for super cheap out of the back of a car, don't buy that shit either.
By the way, you know what is always a lie? The guy walks up to you at a gas station saying he just needs a few bucks.
Yeah.
I need to get to fucking Pomona.
I ran out of gas.
Yeah.
I got my brother and my son in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always a lie. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We... me and a few buddies were sitting having a conversation at like an outdoor touristy spot.
Yeah.
Here in Orange County. And a guy came up and said that he was in the military, he was in the Navy, or no, he was a Marine, and that he had just run out of gas, and he was just looking for a few bucks to try to get him back to home. Same story, yeah. Whatever. And I always do the same thing every time somebody asks me for cash. I feel around my pockets and go, yeah, I don't have any cash.
Yeah.
So that it looks like I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
But even if I reach into my pocket and feel a wad of cash, I'm not giving him any fucking
cash.
Right. You know. But I do the little theatrics.
Yeah.
You know. I don't have anything. I'm sorry. And one of the guys I was with was like, yeah, I got money, and gave him $6. And as he's walking away, the third friend is like, the city that he mentioned doesn't have a Marine base. He's like, the closest Marine base is in San Diego.
Yeah.
And if he broke down on the freeway off ramp, he walked like 3 miles to get here. I don't think that story was accurate.
No.
My friend who gave the money, like, oh, we need to go find him. I'm going to go tear apart his story now and get my money back. And it's like, yeah, he's gone. He took your $6.
Like, if someone scams you out of money, just deal with it.
Hopefully it's not a sum that you are sad about.
Like $6.
Yeah.
I would just be like, he got away with it. He got me. Yeah, got me.
Yeah. You know. I don't know. But it, like, I can't see, like, Lady Marmaduke in your story has to be single, right?
She would have to be.
She would have to be single, yeah. Because guarantee if she had another person living at that house, whether it's another family member, a husband, or even a wife. Like, I don't know about Lady Marmaduke.
She could, wife.
She's a pit bull owner. You know, she could be, you know, a domestic partner type of lady. I don't know.
I love the stereotypes you come up with. Homeless guy, black voice, pit bull owner, female, lives alone, lesbian.
Is it bad that I assumed, given your story, that homeless Jane is white? Like, in my mind, I'm like guaranteed, like,
to me,
crazy
just,
white bitch.
That just means that you think white women are more likely to dog fuck.
Yes. Yes. I do. I don't know.
It's okay.
I think that's equally as racist.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's the same as if you hear about a serial killer. You assume white dude.
Yeah.
But there's been black ones.
Yes.
The DC sniper.
And there's been lady serial killers.
There's been lady serial killers, all that shit.
But I would think that that would be a huge point of contention. Maybe even like a deal breaker in a relationship. Like, yo, you let strange lady into our house.
Yeah.
No wonder she fucked our dog. Like,
and now she might be pregnant with our dog babies.
Right? And now we're going to have to, like, half raise her dog babies.
Yeah. And what are they going to look
like? Yeah, exactly. Because she already kind of looked like a dog.
Please kill me.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Kill me.
These are things that people do to destroy their marriages. You know, they let in strangers off the street, you know.
Could you imagine if we get animals pregnant? How excited the furry community would be.
Oh, man.
I can make a little dog buddy.
I can make a
dog
fox.
Son.
I can make a fox lemur.
A fox lemur?
With two tails. And a purple coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he'll be all mine. Anyway, I came across an article that I think Lady Marmaduke should read.
Okay.
Because if she does have a domestic partner or a husband, she's probably breaking most of these rules.
All right.
Yeah, actually, this article is an article that's completely deplorable.
Wait, you were just suggesting it to Lady Marmaduke.
No. I'm saying, like, yeah, she was probably not. I mean, her decision making is not very good.
All right.
I was trying to segue. It really wasn't going there, so I'm just going to jump right into this.
Jump in. Jump on it.
This article was shared by a family member of my wife's, and it was liked, and it was like, there's some good things in there. You know, like, it was a lot of praise being given about this article.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's strange, and I actually read the article. The title of the article is 5 Ways You Are Unknowingly Destroying Your Husband and Killing Your Marriage.
Oh, okay.
Shared by a male family member.
A male family, of course.
And yeah.
Hey, ladies, listen up!
And then commented on and praised by other female family members.
Oh,
to which
no.
I thought, that's strange.
That's weird.
That's really strange. And so then I went to this website, which is called FamilyShare.com.
Oh, God. That sounds awful. That sounds like the worst website.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It does. And saw that the person who authored the article is named Caitlin.
Oh.
So it's a lady.
A lady wrote an article about how women are killing their marriage.
Yes.
All right.
And so I thought... All right, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe it's legitimate things, like being selfish and, you know, I didn't know what to really expect.
But when you saw a lady author, you're like, okay, it's not just some dude bitching.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Like, it's from a woman's perspective, so it's probably not going to be like, you don't blow me enough. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you might be surprised to figure out you're doing these 5 destructive things that will ultimately ruin your relationship with your spouse.
All right.
Right? And she goes into, like, you know, when she got married, she was amazed, with overwhelming sense of responsibility.
I hate when they do the person. Just give me the fucking list.
I have to preface this by the fact that, like, I didn't know that marriage was so hard and blah, 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 blah.
Like my dick.
But I'm perfect, so I'm going to give you the advice
of
how to be a great wife.
Does she really frame it that way? Like, I've learned the right things to do.
No.
I know the real stuff you should be doing now.
I mean, that's the overall tone of writing a list like this.
Yeah.
Is that...
here's my advice to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, here's what you shouldn't do if you want to keep your husband.
Yeah. Don't bring home dog fuckers.
Yes.
Who throw dumbbells through windows.
Number one, don't bring home homeless Jane.
Yeah.
No. Now, I want to get your perspective on this.
Okay.
Because.
A single man who's never been married.
I had, yes, but I had a very guttural reaction to this particular article.
Okay.
And I want to know if you feel the same way.
Okay.
Or if it makes sense and I'm just looking at it through a sort of tainted glasses.
Love.
Tinted? Tinted glasses?
Tainted love. I guess it would be tinted glasses and then tainted meat.
Sure. Number one. Living outside.
Number one.
Living outside of what you can afford. Okay.
Well, okay, but hold on. That's great. Yeah, that's great advice.
Sage advice.
Don't live outside of what you can afford. But it's framed weird because it's what women are doing to destroy their husbands.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to read her explanation as well. And don't let this first line throw you.
Okay.
A wise old woman from my church congregation.
Ugh.
Right there, I was just about to hit the X. Like, all right, nope.
Yeah,
but we'll continue. She once advised, "The best thing you can do as a wife is to live within your husband's means." The best thing you can do as a wife is to live within your husband's means.
So, what he can afford is what they're saying?
Yes.
But what if you have a job?
Yeah, what if you make more money than
you? Like, this is framing it as if all wives are don't work.
Yes. Or they work less or less important jobs than their husbands and or make less money than their husbands.
Yeah.
In my particular case, it's not true. My wife makes a lot more than I do.
Yeah. She's the businesswoman and you're the artist.
Exactly, yeah. And I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
She has no problem with it. But technically, we're living within her means. You know, if she were to not live outside of my means, it would be a very sad existence.
You guys would have a little apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be a lot less than what we have now. Yeah.
We're eating ramen every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting scurvy because you can't buy oranges.
So here she goes into, wives, show sincere appreciation and respect to your husband by carefully following a budget and making the most of what you have.
This sounds like a plot line from I Love Lucy.
Right?
Lucy, you have to follow the budget.
Yeah.
Oh, Ricky, but I want a mink stole.
I want to be in the show, Ricky. Yeah.
No, you had the budget is king of the household.
Yeah. Which, by the way, like, he was running a struggling club. And she didn't work. Anyway.
Yeah.
Constantly complaining about not having enough to fulfill your lavish desires or racking up astronomical amounts of debt on your credit card is a poor way of saying thank you to a faithful spouse who works hard every day to provide for the family. Now, I know I'm coloring this a little bit, but I really feel that that's the tone that this message is
Again, it's not bad advice, but it's advice to both parties in
yes.
the marriage.
How about both of you don't overspend what's in your bank account?
Yeah. Like, don't overspend your combined means.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever those might be.
Yeah.
If it's all from his salary, if it's from a combined salary, if it's all from her salary, whatever. Like, know how much you have in the bank and don't spend more than that.
Because I saw something like most marriage problems come down to money.
Money, like, and sex.
Yeah, like arguments about it. But the bills. And he's like, well, I bought a fucking TV.
Yeah. Or, I thought I was going to be hot at the racetrack today, but you know, it was cold.
Yeah, you're hot and cold. You're cold. You're young and you're old. You're in and you're out. You're up and you're down.
Yes.
Katy Perry.
Says, yes, you may not have enough to buy that Kate Spade bag you've had your eyes on for months.
Who the fuck is that?
It's a designer. It's a designer.
Is that David's sister?
Yeah. She makes designer handbags.
All right.
Like a Coach purse or a Gucci bag or something like that.
They have a purse based on the TV show Coach?
Yes.
Weird.
But your husband will love and appreciate the fact that you honor him and are grateful for what he provides. All right. Like, number one already sort of turns my stomach. Because it's positing that, one, the wife is less important in the household.
Uh-huh.
Two, her husband needs to be respected. And, where's the line? Shit.
Well, respect is a good thing in a relationship, but
hold on.
Both parties should be respected. You know what I mean?
Oh, respected and grateful for what he, like, you must, like, yeah, you should be thankful for him having a job.
Yeah.
And he should be thankful equally if you're a housewife for you keeping care of the house.
Respect and thankfulness should go both ways.
That should be apparent when you get married.
In a good marriage.
You should get together because you love and respect each other and you see each other as equals and a team that is willing to push each other forward and upward.
I feel like that one could be on a list of men. What are you doing to destroy your wife's marriage?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe
because she is a wife that she's just framing it that way and she does mean it for both.
Oh, not respect. I misused the term respect. She said honor him.
Honor.
Yeah. Which seems like...
What does honor mean again?
Like...
Is that like... Because they say like honor your father and mother means you have to do everything they tell you to do. So does that mean... Does honor mean like...
To me...
You literally do everything they say.
It puts them on another level.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You are honored, sir.
Yeah, exactly. You're above the rest. We're honoring you because you are.
Yeah, that's
you're
a little
sort
goofy.
Of above.
That's
right?
Kind of
that
dumb.
Was the word, not respect.
Yeah.
Honor him and are grateful for what he provides.
Yeah.
You know. Number two.
Number two.
Constant negativity.
Wait, this is what you're doing bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that's weird advice. Always neg him.
Yeah. You hate your hair, the messes around the house, the neighbor across the street, your dumb coworker, the old dishwasher, and everything in between.
But isn't she the old dishwasher?
Yeah.
Waka waka.
Yeah. And isn't your dumb coworker just your eldest child? yeah. As soon as your husband walks through the door, you launch into action and dump every negative and angry thought that's crossed your mind throughout the day.
This, again, implies that the wife is just sitting at home thinking of negative things, and the husband walks through the door because he's been busy.
Right.
This was like, what year was this written in? This is like 1950.
It's like she watched a marathon of I Love Lucy.
Or like Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. Oh, the next paragraph is, can you imagine having to carry that burden?
Wait, which
like,
burden?
Put yourself in your husband's shoes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He's had a long day at work, and he comes home, and all he hears about is the things you don't like about the world.
Yeah, just bitch, 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 bitch. Negativity is draining.
Can I tell you what? Negativity in my relationships is great, because I, it's always great if you and your girlfriend, spouse, whatever,
another, yeah.
Like the same things. But it's even better when you hate the same things.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Like, seriously, if I came home and my wife was like, you know what Jerry across the street was doing today?
What did that prick do? Yeah. Tell me.
What did Jerry do today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He blah blah blah. Oh, what an idiot. Ah, Jerry
sucks.
He was
walking his dog, Mittens, across the street and deliberately crossed the streets to our house and had Mittens shit on our lawn. Fuck that guy.
Fucker.
Fuck Jerry.
I'm going to go pick up the poop and throw it across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope it hits his car.
Yeah.
Men like to fix things, and constantly being hounded with complaints makes it difficult for him to solve your pains.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Men aren't good listeners, so don't make them
listen.
Hey!
Yeah. She is throwing some shade at the men. We're not all 100% perfect.
If there is one thing I've learned from marriage, see, this is what she's like, if there's one thing I know better than you, is that a good man wants you to be happy.
Yeah.
And if he can't help you do that, it makes him unhappy. It's okay to have a bad day once in a while. That's totally understandable. But don't make it a way of life.
Yeah. Well, again, while it is fun to hate things together, there are those relationships where the other person is just a miserable person.
Yes.
But again, goes both ways.
Both ways.
I know plenty of guys who they're the problem in their relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're fucking miserable creeps while the girl's trying to have a happy relationship.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad because, the core of what she's saying here.
Yeah.
There's a nugget of good advice there.
Yeah.
But it's wrapped in this this misogynistic blanket.
Yeah. This women quit doing this.
Yes.
It's all you.
It could have been five ways you are unknowingly destroying your marriage. Instead of your husband and killing your marriage, five ways you're unknowingly destroying your marriage. And then preface it with both either male or female. These are things that, when people are in a relationship for a long time, start to find themselves falling into, and your mate becomes your crutch for all of the stuff that you had to deal with that day or whatever, and you throw a lot of stuff on them, and you start to lose their value.
I think she
you take
pictures
advantage and take for granted.
I think she's picturing husbands as they come home and they put on their smoking jacket and their
they
ascots.
Throw their hat onto the hat hook. And they slip off their
but it's
work
the,
shoes
it's,
and put
I'm
on
picturing the
slippers.
Smoking jacket and the ascot, and they're just this chilled out dude who's
maybe they have a pipe.
don't it's like in the
lovey.
No, it's the 60s Batman series whenever he was being Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
And he's just got like an ascot and a smoking jacket and he's chilling in his mansion just hanging out like, this is fucking great.
With a young boy.
And if you show up with your negativity, you're just fucking, you're harshing his buzz.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a Collins here.
I've been Batmaning all day.
Libations.
The Batmobile lost the wheel. Joker got away. It was crazy.
I smelled like rotten eggs for most of the day. Number three.
Fun fact, true fact about the Batman TV show. Do you remember how they gave him an aunt?
Mm-hmm.
That was so that there, there would be at least one woman in the house.
Yes,
so it didn't come off gay. But I don't think they realize that a single man who lives with his aunt comes off very gay.
Or kind of pathetic.
Yeah. It's just a house full of dudes, and they're like, we need to give him an aunt or something. I don't know.
Was there an Alfred in that show?
Yeah, there was an Alfred.
There totally was an Alfred in that show.
There was an Alfred and an aunt.
They didn't need an aunt.
They didn't need an aunt.
Aunt B.
Yeah. It was an Aunt B. It was Aunt something else.
No, I know. Number
B for Batman.
Number three.
All right.
You're not going to do it for everyone.
Oh, sorry. Number three.
Is that a Open Anthony or a Ron and Fez thing?
No, that's a reference to the Kingdom Chums.
Kingdom Chums?
It's an old thing. It's an old cartoon I saw as a kid that taught you the Ten Commandments.
All right. I just didn't want to get berated in a chat room again.
He doesn't even get the reference.
Yeah.
Neither do any of you, probably.
Pricks.
Unless you watch the Kingdom Chums original top 10.
Number three, putting everything else first.
Yeah.
I feel like number one could just be lumped into this, like putting your own needs and then draining the bank account. Like,
This one is good advice for either party.
Right. Let's see how she
I think that's kind of the problem with the list is it's framed like women quit doing this, but it's really both you fuckers would need to stop doing this.
It's putting no responsibility
on the dude.
On the men.
And it's written by a girl.
And it's that's what I'm saying. Like, that was mind-blowing.
She's like a self-hating girl.
Exactly, right? I kept going through this thing like, a lady wrote this.
Yeah.
How does she not value her own role in her household? As like how like she considers herself second bill to her husband.
Was this written by the girl from Big Bang Theory?
I don't know.
Did you see that thing?
No.
Oh
she, yeah.
She said she's not a feminist because she likes providing for her husband. In an interview, everyone freaked out.
Wait, because she likes providing for her husband?
Yeah. So that means she's not a feminist.
How? In that she is the breadwinner.
No. Like taking care of him, like being a housewife.
You can be compassionate, but her paycheck pays the bills. So
I don't know what he does.
She would be the breadwinner. I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't really matter unless he's
on like Big Bang Theory 2.
Well, no. She's on like one of the biggest television shows.
I made a Big Bang Theory 2.
Sorry, I stepped over our regular joke.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, she's probably on, like, she's part of a cast that's probably the highest paid cast on television right now.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So, guarantee her paycheck is the one that's paying the bills.
Yeah. All right, on with the list.
I don't know. Yeah, putting everything else first. When your children, mom, best friends, talents, or career in front
talents.
Of your head, here's the thing. This is where it starts to take a weird turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, when your children, mom, best friends, talents, or career.
Oh, no.
In front of your husband, you send a clear message to him that he is unimportant.
Oh, poor husband.
Holy shit. Imagine having that message sent to you every day for many years. What would that do to your self-esteem?
See, again, like, parts of that aren't bad advice. But
I think all of this is bad advice.
That one?
This particular one. Like,
well, like I think there can be a problem in a relationship when you kind of just become roommates.
Yes.
And you really don't interact if, much, you ignore the other person?
If the other person is like, say, going back to school to further their career.
Yeah.
As a spouse, your role then is support for that action. Now, they're taking a lot of time, or like, say they started a new business, or they, right. you know, like they're going to have to put a lot of time into that.
Yeah.
But as a spouse, like, you are supporting them and, like, get interested in what they're doing.
Yeah.
Be a part of their life in that way.
Right.
You know, as opposed to thinking that, oh, they're just off and doing whatever they want. Yeah. Like,
they're ignoring me.
If you're an active participant, like, even if you're not directly active with it, showing support for the things that your spouse is doing because it's making them better and ultimately going to make your situation better.
Right.
You know, that seems like better advice, right? Like, support each other, you know? Don't, I mean, like, obviously you need to make sure that you do spend time together. That yeah. would be other better advice for this, is that make sure you carve out some time, even in your busy schedules. If you guys are doing other things, you know, that may be conflicting schedule wise for yourself, make sure that you make regular time yeah. to carve out for each other so that you maintain a relationship.
You know what
intact,
this sounds
right?
like? It sounds like one of the Real Housewives of Orange County wrote this list. My husband is rich.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about working. And here's my tips to happy marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure your boats don't get in the way of your relationship, you know?
So she says, bottom, like, put your husband first. I would argue, put your own health first. Like, make sure you're not.
Mom, don't you need to
miserable.
Drive me to school? Hold on, I'm giving Daddy a back rub.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I have to put him first. School.
I have to put him first.
He's first. He needs a dick sucking and a back rub.
Go to your room.
Yeah. Go play with mittens.
Not like that.
No.
Put that peanut butter back, young man.
Jane, go to your
yeah,
room.
Yeah, right.
This is where it all started.
So although it sometimes seems counterintuitive and counterproductive, I think you'd be amazed to find that it's often the key to the greatest happiness in marriage. So many couples get divorced these days.
Aww.
Because they neglect to care and love one another and put each other first.
I challenge that.
See, here at the end, she gets to it, right? Like, they neglect to care and love for each other and put each other first. Like, put each other as a unit
right.
first. Not one, like, you can't put anybody on a pedestal.
Right.
Like, that's where shit gets weird, because then you develop a weird hierarchy in the household, and one person is king or queen, and then the other people are like subjects.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it makes for a weird dynamic, especially with kids, where like kids know to go to mom because dad is king and he'll rain down thunder, but mom acts as a buffer.
Yeah.
Because she's next in line towards the hierarchy, and she'll filter information that is pertinent to dad because he doesn't need to know everything, only the important stuff.
Yeah, I heard another bad thing.
Because he shouldn't be burdened by the negative stuff that filters your day.
Yeah. I heard another bad thing, flip side of that, is you shouldn't do the ask your mother all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you should be also making decisions, because if you just do ask your mother, then now you're putting all the burden of the decisions on her.
Right.
As far as the kid goes, and then the kid sees you as like, well, that's the weak parent.
Right.
Who doesn't do shit.
Yeah, I usually will give my response. Like, I don't think that this should happen, or
yeah.
I would be okay with it. Have you asked your mother?
Yeah.
And then we'll conference with my wife.
Yeah. But when it's like, I don't care, fucking ask her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I don't know, ask her.
And then a final decision is usually made. Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys are making a mutual decision.
Right.
Yeah.
The key thing to like healthy relationship is work like you're in a relationship, be a team,
yeah.
like be, you know,
teamwork,
you know, you equal parts have valid
right.
Opinions, arguments, thoughts. and should be taken into consideration as such, right?
Yeah.
Not the case with Caitlin's list here.
Okay. Well, let's go to the next one.
Number four.
Number four.
Men crave, withholding physical affection now.
You don't get to fuck me now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have to say about this one?
No, I just, like, that's a lame threat. Especially in today's date. Like, yeah, you don't get to touch me because I'm mad at you. Fine. I have a phone that can send a man to the moon who also gets porn.
Yeah.
I can deal with it without a week.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's cool.
I'm actually pretty good at jacking myself off.
I'm probably better at fucking myself than I am at fucking you. So, I mean, I've been doing it longer. That's the only reason why.
Yeah. More practice.
Yeah. I put more hours in on my own junk. I think I'll be okay. You know, like, it's super lame. And plus, like, your expression of physical love shouldn't be a bargaining chip.
No.
You know, it's like refusing to kiss or hug a child because they did something wrong.
Yeah, that makes zero sense.
You know, like,
especially when you frame it that way, it's like, yeah, like, that's really weird.
You know, like, if my kid could be an absolute terror all day. When I put him to bed, he's going to get a hug and a kiss.
Yeah.
Because I still need to show him, like, hey, we had a rough night. Like, you were in trouble a lot. I had to be, you know, evil dad. But you know what? I still love you.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not going to hold what you did today against you and make you feel like somehow it's conditional.
Right, right, right.
You know? Yeah. Withholding physical affection. So, in a way, I agree with this one a little bit.
Just because it's a lame thing.
Because it is a lame.
But again, it goes both ways. Because you could be
both,
mad at your wife and be like,
I'm gonna go fuck my secretary. Not you.
Yeah. There you go.
Because that's what happens when you get married. I don't know if you know this or not, but when you get married,
you get issued a secretary.
You get a secretary.
Yeah.
And you also
have the option to fuck her.
Well, you are pre-approved for a apartment in the city for said secretary. Fuck. Yeah. That you can either keep her there, make it your fuck palace, whatever you need, because the commute back and forth from the suburbs to the city is
a little
so
rough.
Daunting.
You know, sometimes I have to work late. I'll just sleep in the city.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me.
You know that apartment that I got that's just filled with my cool stuff? And that other
it's my man cave
on the side. Yeah.
Yeah.
So men crave and need physical affection with their wives. So do fucking women.
With their wives?
With their husbands. Or their wives. Whatever. Yeah.
It's the 90s, bro. Everybody has wives.
When you constantly decline intimacy, it wears on them. Yeah. Yeah, it does. But it wears both ways.
Yeah, again, there's a show called Married with Children, where Peggy always wanted to fuck, and Al Bundy did not.
Right.
Yes.
He was constantly withholding intimacy.
And this is a real thing. That wasn't just a gag. I've seen couples like this.
Yes.
Where the girl is the affectionate one, and the guy's like, bah, bah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. A lot of times it happens after children are born.
Yeah.
Something in some men changes the way they see their wives.
Oh, that's what Elvis went through. Elvis couldn't fuck Priscilla after she had their kid. I forget her name.
I think that's fucking what's her face?
Something Presley.
Lisa Marie?
Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't want to fuck Priscilla after she had Lisa Marie.
I think that's because Elvis was a pedophile. Now, I know that
he was way interested in Lisa Marie.
No, well, not his own child, but I'm saying, like, I think, I know, controversial statement, a lot of people love Elvis, but, I mean, look at the facts. How old was Priscilla Presley when they got together?
She was fucking young.
And she was definitely a minor.
Didn't Jerry Lee Lewis, like, fuck his younger cousin?
I think, it was his first or second cousin.
And she was, like, underage.
She was 13. I think Priscilla was 15 when they met.
And I read something about Jimmy Page where he actually fucked a 14-year-old girl and then decided that she was just going to live with him for 3 years till she turned 18. My math's wrong there.
Good play.
4 years.
Good play. Yeah.
Yeah.
But perhaps after she had the child, she became a woman to him, and he is not interested in adult ladies.
Girl, yeah. You'll be a woman soon.
So perhaps that's why, because she was no longer a child. Elvis is a sick
So withholding sex is stupid. Next.
Sex should not be used as a tool to control your spouse. I agree. It should be viewed as a sacred tool to draw you closer to one another and to God. I really hate... I really don't understand the God and sex thing.
No.
That seems intrusive.
I mean, yeah. I don't understand sex and God. I want sex and candy.
Yes. I smell it all the time.
Yeah. But not God.
Yeah, I don't understand bringing God into sex.
Like, it's like we're having a threesome with Jesus.
Yeah, but really, like, whatever. That's a whole other topic. but either way, I guess we kind of agree, except that she's still saying that women do this.
Yeah,
and her tone is
it's all the broads.
Yeah. It's mind-numbing
that
this is written by a woman. Anyway, the final one, number five.
Number five.
Not speaking his language.
Well, okay. If you speak Portuguese and he only speaks English, that could be a problem.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, or it could be really hot and kinky.
Yeah. Yeah, or it could work completely to your advantage.
Yes.
Women love to drop hints. I think it's part of our DNA. But men just don't get them. I think that it's part of their DNA.
Bobble, bobble, bowl.
Don't waste your time giving subtle hints that he won't understand. Speak plainly to him. Be honest about your feelings. And don't bottle things up until you burst. If he asks
Butch
you
and Burst.
Yeah. If he asks you what's wrong, Butch and Burst would love this list. Holy shit.
Women, quit speaking. You got to speak English, not women.
We can't fucking read your mind, ladies. That's not happening.
Can't read your mind.
Just tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. That's what Bouncy Knowles said. Next.
The end. Be honest about your feelings and don't bottle things up until you burst. If he asks you what's wrong, don't respond with nothing and then expect him to read your mind and emotions. Be open about how you really feel. Now, this, again, goes to both men and women.
Yeah, because...
And opening up clear lines of communication.
There's definitely wishy-washy cunt dudes who...
Yeah.
Fucking.
I don't know.
Won't, like, there's a lot of guys who won't defend their position in something.
Right.
Because they're like, well, I don't want to start an argument.
Right.
Yeah, but now, like, in your relationship, you're just kind of like a footstool.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So. That's a problem. I know guys like this who just like, well, because I don't want to have to deal with an argument, I'm just not going to say anything.
Here's the thing. Speaking your mind or having an opinion doesn't have to lead to an argument.
No.
You can have a conversation where you both express your sides, differing opinions, or places where you agree, but it doesn't have to turn into an argument. You know, part of that, too, is like... People's inability to clearly communicate, and the person that it should be easiest to communicate with should be the person that you decide to marry.
Right. And I think that the problem with divorce rate isn't all this shit. It's, I think it's a lot of people marry the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Like starting off, they're just dumb and they're like, oh, I got to get married because of pressure from whatever age. Right. Thinking that that's just what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Because there's this weird, like, thing going on in our country right now where there's this strange backlash of, we need strong family values.
Right. We need to reinforce marriage and family.
Yeah.
Our population is diminishing.
So people get married who shouldn't get married because, like, people get married because they think it'll fix their problems.
Right.
So they start a marriage where they already are, like, having issues.
Right.
So what the fuck are you doing?
And then they'll have a kid because they think, oh, all right, getting married didn't fix it, child will fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's not
you're all fucking dumb.
Yeah. those decisions to legally join forces with another person for property and for living conditions, and then agreeing to bring a child into those should all be well thought about life choices. Yes. Those are giant steps.
Yeah.
People pay more attention to buying a car or the next smartphone than they do about their own life going forward with another person sometimes.
Yeah.
It's very disheartening.
Yeah.
But I think the core through all of that is really better communication in general.
Yeah.
You know, like, it all boils down to me to communication, like being open and honest, especially, like I said, with the person that should be the easiest person to be open and honest with, you know? Otherwise, what the fuck are you doing agreeing to a life sentence with somebody that you can't talk to?
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
But I don't know. Like, it made me so angry, like, because it's all phrased from, like, now, women, don't be bad.
Yeah.
And it was written by a woman.
Don't anger your husband and don't spend over your allowance.
Oh, my God. That's the tone that it has. It is so, like, soaked in, like, 1950s misogyny. Like, know your place.
Yeah.
And know when to open your mouth and when to shut your legs.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Exactly.
You Rudy Poo candy ass jabroni. That was a The Rock reference.
Wow. Do you smell that?
I smell.
No, I don't, because you're not in the kitchen.
Oh, shit. Get back in the kitchen.
Get back in the kitchen.
God damn it. You're the dishwasher.
Make me a sandwich.
Yeah. Or wash dishes that I ate sandwiches from. God damn it.
They're piling up in here.
Suck my dick. Give me a back rub. I don't care if Junior's late for school.
And you better not be spending my credit cards.
Yeah. And where did all the peanut butter go? Mittens. The fuck are you doing? Burr?
Who let this homeless lady into this house?
Well,
why is she fucking our dog?
Oh, man.
Oh, on that, I think it's time to take a break.
It is time to take a break, but before we break, it's time for another Docky Weeds fun fact.
Play the song!
Docky Weeds fun fact. It's fact. And it's fun. This fun fact is...
it's a Docky Weeds fun fact. Yeah.
Since it is the new year, I thought I should do a New Year's themed Docky Weeds fun fact.
Is this about the New Year's baby?
No.
Being real?
Nope.
Because he is.
Is he real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Is that the baby from Baby's Day Out?
No, different baby.
Okay.
They're cousins.
That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're cousins. Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
We and most of the world recently celebrated New Year's Day.
Yes, we did.
And we'll be right back. No.
Fun fact.
One of the countries that did not celebrate New Year's Day recently, though, is China.
Communists.
This year, Chinese New Year is February 19th.
Is it really?
Yeah. So it's still upcoming.
Okay.
Now, you'd think that means that China is about a month and a half behind us, but they're actually ahead of us.
Really?
Because according to the Chinese calendar, the year right now, to them, is 4071.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the reason they're so far ahead of us, calendar-wise, is actually because of physics and biology. Did you know that?
No,
yes.
I assumed that they were counting different days.
Chinese people are built smaller. They're smaller builds than most of the rest of the world. They're a small people.
I suppose on average, but that seems that seems very vague.
Well, because they're smaller, as we found out in physics class, Corey, time moves faster for objects that are smaller.
like an epic.
Yeah. So 2015 years to us is 4071 years to them. It's fucking nuts.
Is they're closer to the gravitational pull of the Earth or
they're,
something?
They're moving quicker, the little speedy Gonzaleses or speedy Chow Mains. That's a DocuWeeds fun fact, and we'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
You know the way, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do in Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
And to the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds that's like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids. We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song. And we're back. I'm too tired to scream it.
Yep. What shall we do for the rest of the show?
Well, I actually have an interesting story that can lead into what we're going to do.
Okay.
Remember a few weeks ago, we played a game that I dubbed the Inglourious Basterds game?
Oh, yes. My least favorite game ever.
Yeah. The one where... I guessed that I was Bill Murray fairly quickly, mm-hmm. and you took a really long time to guess that you were Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
Yes. I've been playing that with a lot of friends recently,
mm-hmm.
And I had a funny moment that happened where I asked my first question and just stayed on me till I got it. Because I kept getting yeses.
Okay.
So I want to give you sort of a demonstration of how quickly this happened.
You're much better at this game than everybody else on the planet, Doc. Congratulations.
I'm going to be me asking the questions. I want you to say yes to every question I ask, okay? This is exactly how it went. Now, usually, like, when I'll play this game, I'll start off with basic shit, like, am I male or whatever.
Yes.
But sometimes I'll... That's not the
question. Oh, sorry.
But sometimes I'll switch it up and ask, am I female to start off?
Right.
Because you're trying to get a yes, and you're just kind of rolling the dice.
Right.
So here's how it started. Okay. Am I female?
Yes.
Am I fictional?
Yes.
Am I non-human?
Yes.
Am I an animal?
Yes.
Am I sexy?
Yes.
Am I Gadget from Rescue Rangers?
Yes.
That's exactly what happened. I swear to God. I got it that
wow.
quickly. Yeah.
Lightning round.
Female, fictional, animal, sexy, must be Gadget from Rescue Rangers.
I do not have the brain capacity to be good at this game.
I have a little computer mind.
Yeah.
I just figured it out really quick.
I don't have the mental capacity for this fucking game. But we shall try.
I had another one. It wasn't all yeses, but I still got it fairly quick where I got, oh, I'm Jareth from the Labyrinth. And they're like, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was pretty much, it came down to, I knew I was fictional and that I wasn't human and that I wasn't an animal and that I was some sort of mythical being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, am I Jareth from the Labyrinth?
Right.
They're like, yes. Yeah. But I was thinking we should play this game again because the people loved it.
Did they?
Yeah.
All right.
You might not have liked it, but the people loved it.
I will lose again at this game. Let's go.
All right. Who do I want to pick for you?
Right. Get out some paper here.
Oh, yeah. We got to do the forehead part.
And let's see here. I will write. Okay. Fold it up. Hand it to you.
Okay.
Yep.
On my head.
Here's a
And then I'm writing mine for you.
Here's a pen. Yep.
And here you go.
All right. Let's get a good swath on this.
Yeah. You can see you're just making it. It's going to fall apart. It's so wet now.
You know. I hope it smears the ink and you forget who it is.
I'll remember who it is.
Here we go.
Yeah. What's funny is it's just two people. You really only do the forehead thing so everyone remembers. Like I'm not going to forget what I picked for you.
That's true.
Okay. But we still got to do it. It's part of the game.
All right.
Why don't you start since you failed last time?
All right. Am I human?
Yes.
Am I a real person?
Yes.
Okay. Am I Gilbert Godfrey?
No.
Because God damn it.
Am I male?
No.
Ooh. Okay.
Let's see. I'm a real person. Am I a public figure?
Yeah.
Am I in entertainment?
Yes.
Okay. Am I a musician?
If you are, I'm not aware, so I'm going to say no.
No.
Yeah. You know how, like, you'll have people who have weird music side projects
right.
with whatever they do, and you don't really know about them.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to say no to that.
So not a musician, but definitely a human public figure.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's in entertainment.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Am I fictional?
Yes.
Ooh. A lady who's fictional.
Mm-hmm.
Am I non-human?
No.
Okay. So I am human then.
Yes.
Okay. But I got to know.
So there was a lot of double negatives.
I was trying to see if I was Gadget from Rescue Rangers.
No. I wouldn't do that.
All right.
I don't think I've decided my gender yet.
What?
Oh, that was just a non sequitur. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
On with the questions.
No, you. It's your turn to ask me a question.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I was joking.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that I've deciphered whether or not my character or
you can't remember if you've asked that question
is male or female.
I can't remember if you've asked that question either.
Because I don't think I asked it.
Okay.
Am I male?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm a male entertainer who's human. Am I in movies exclusively?
No.
No.
No, you are not in movies exclusively.
Okay.
Okay. Fictional. Am I animated?
No.
Okay. Your turn.
Am I an actor?
Yes.
Do I do other things other than act in the entertainment industry?
No.
Just actor.
Again, not that I know of.
All right.
Yeah.
Just an actor.
Yeah. Okay. So I am human, so I'm not Gamora from Guardians.
Nope.
Okay. But I am fictional and I'm not animated, so I'm a live action human.
Truth.
Okay. Am I from a movie?
Yes.
Am I also from TV?
Yes.
Am I also from books?
I don't.
Don't know?
I would assume yes, but I don't know.
So I've been in movies, I've been on TV. and I might have been in books. You're going with a yes, but you don't know.
I'm going to go with a it's probable.
It's probable. Okay. On
but the, seeing as I don't know the scope of...
The TV and the movie roles, was I played by the same actress?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. The movie I'm in, is it like a spinoff of the TV show? Like it continues the TV show? Or is the TV show... Well, okay, no. I can't really ask. It doesn't continue the TV show. Okay, so that's next to you.
The movie does not continue the TV show.
Okay.
All right, so I'm a male actor. Am I a comedic actor?
You have been.
But I'm mostly drama?
Yeah, you have been.
Okay. He's a versatile actor.
Versatile, yeah.
Okay. Am I currently in a movie that's in theaters right now?
Right now, I don't think so. That would be to me. Okay. So I've played the same, like, an actress has played me in movies and in television, but the movie and the TV show, the movie's not a continuation of the TV show.
The movie is not a continuation of the TV
show. Is the TV show based on the movie?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not Buffy, because in the movie, that was Christy Swanson.
Different actress.
Yes. Good. This is a good one. Are the movies action?
Yeah.
There's action.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. What action movie has a TV show based off of it where it's the same actress? That's weird. Hold on. Am I...
Nope.
Am I Agent Maria Hill from S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
Okay, because she was in Avengers, and she's been on episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which one is she?
She's the one played by Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Okay, so that's a no. Next.
No. Am I an Avenger?
No.
Okay. Just canceling that right out the bat.
Am I an Avenger?
No.
Okay. Fuck. Action movie has a show based on it where they got some of the same actresses. Holy shit.
Am I a good looking actor? Like by Hollywood Mag status, like would I be considered like, you know, like one of the 100 sexiest actors?
I'm gonna say at one point you could have.
Okay, so that's a partial yes.
That's a partial yes.
Am I an older actor?
You are an older gentleman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying not any... Like, you wouldn't be on that list anymore.
Was I super popular when I was younger?
Younger than you are now, yeah. Hmm. You were popar.
Have I ever bowled in a movie?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, I just, this is kind of, this can also be a yes or no question. You don't think Firefly's based on the movie Serenity, do you?
No.
Okay.
I know full well that Serenity is the movie that came after.
Good. Okay. Firefly. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
It's action. Is it also spacey? Is there space? Space travel?
No.
No. Okay.
No, not really, no.
Wow, and I'm not animated. Okay, go ahead.
Let's see here. I'm an older actor.
Yeah.
I'm male.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a human.
Yes.
I was once hot.
Yeah.
Debatable
whether you're still hot. I'll say that. Okay. I'll give you that.
All right. Have I been involved with a science fiction franchise?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's your question was vague enough for me to say yes to that.
or yeah, like a science fiction TV show.
No.
No.
No, not a science fiction
TV
show.
So a loosely based science fiction movie series, but not a science fiction TV show. Okay.
Yeah.
That rules out a lot more people off my list that I was leaning towards.
So, okay, my turn.
Sci-fi movies.
Fucking action movie that's now a TV show. I wonder if the chat's like yelling what show this is.
I don't know.
I can't think of what it would
be. I tried to deep cut it. So it wasn't so obvious like Bill Murray.
What TV shows were based off of action movies? Is there a sci-fi element? Like not space, but sci-fi in general?
Kind of.
Kind of, okay. Let's see, yes.
Not exactly, but kind of.
Is it a comedic show?
No.
No, okay. Next.
Am I an actor who is known for dancing? At any point in my career?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I would say no.
Shit.
Did you think you were Christopher Walken?
No, I thought I was John Travolta.
Oh. All right. Fuck.
Because he had that really shitty science fiction.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Fuck a duck. Movies turn into TV shows. Same actress playing the same character.
Yeah, go with it. Go with your gut.
Fucking hell. What do you mean go with my gut?
Go with what you feel, man.
Not animated.
Non-animated.
In either form, movie or TV. Right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
I don't know what your question was.
Am I non-animated on both the movies and the TV?
Of what I know,
I'm live action in both.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a yes.
Wait. You flipped that.
No, but either way, it would have been a yes. No, because I did a double negative, so it would have been a yes. Either
all right.
Way.
All right. Whatever.
The
character I'm thinking of, I don't recollect that there's been an animated version.
Okay. Though. But the shit, like, because there's Star Trek shows that then had movies, but you're saying the show is based off the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no Galaxy Quest show, but you said, like, space travel was a no, so that wouldn't be it anyway.
Right.
Fuck. A duck. Ha. La, 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 la. Am I the lead of the movie? Am I the main character?
No.
So I wouldn't be first billed.
No.
Okay. Your turn.
Yeah. That was a twofer.
Yeah.
I just gave you a twofer.
Whatever.
Let's see here. Do I hate motherfucking snakes on motherfucking planes?
No.
Oh, shit. All right.
You probably like them. Who knows? Fuck. There was no live action Ghostbusters, so I'm not Janine. TV show, I mean.
No, that was animated.
Yeah, it was animated. Mm-hmm. Did they make a show based on Salt?
No! And I doubt very seriously that Angelina Jolie would have done the TV version.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Next. Your turn.
Let's see here. I'm an older actor. Was I at one point in my career an action star?
I'm going to say no.
Not considered an action hero?
You were... See, okay, this is a big hint, but to properly answer this question, you've been in action movies.
Okay.
But you were not an action hero in them.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So, no. Well, even that's a little vague because I can think of one where you were. Okay, yes. You've been an action hero in an action movie.
I'm going to still go with no as my answer.
Okay.
Because I asked if I was
considered
an action star.
I would say considered no. You're not known for
I'm
being
an older
an
actor
star.
That is not considered an action
right,
star.
Right, 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 right. Yeah. That works. Okay.
Shit. I don't think I know who the fuck I am.
I know who you are.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
Know
who I am. I'm fucking lost on mine. You went deep.
Mm.
Action movie. Mm-hmm. Also TV show. Mm-hmm. Same actress plays me. I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. I'm not the lead.
Nope.
Ooh.
Not the lead of the movie.
Not the lead of the movie. Am I the lead of the TV show?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Am I Alice from the show Alice?
No. They made a movie?
The movie was first. Really? It was called, like, Alice Doesn't Work Here Anymore. And then they made a TV show
with the same actress?
Yeah.
No.
I think it was the same actress.
Not Alice. You're not Alice.
Okay. All right, your turn.
Oh, man.
I just figured out what I am. I just figured out what I am, but it's your turn.
Really?
Yes, I did, but it's your turn.
Am I over 60?
Oh. I think you might be, but you don't look it. Let's see. Harrison Ford is... No, just kidding.
He was one of my thoughts, and then you sort of ruled him out with the not an action star. That's the thing. Like, most like attractive male movie actors end up fucking in action movies one way or the other.
By the way, to me, still attractive, but public standards.
This person? My person?
Yeah. Wow, you're 62.
Really?
I would not have guessed that.
So I am over 60.
Yeah.
So that's a yes.
That's a yes.
Okay. Am I American?
Yes.
I am American. I'm an older American actor.
I should still have your biography up so I can
who doesn't
check.
Do action films.
No. Didn't say that.
Or is not an action hero.
Not known to be an action hero.
Right.
But has been in plenty of action movies. Mm.
My brain is so vacant on actors over 60.
Yeah.
God damn. This is definitely an actor I know.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be one of those things where I'll finally get it and be like, that person is 62?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, Kevin Spacey is 62? Have I won an Oscar?
No.
Damn. I should have asked if I
That's a no. Okay.
Nominated
am I Agent
Oscar.
Carter?
Yes.
Yes! Agent Carter from Captain America.
Yes.
And then she has her own show now.
Yes, she does.
Which I just remembered that it's like, I think it literally started tonight.
You are Peggy Carter.
I'm Peggy Carter.
It is starting tonight.
Yes.
I'm DVRing it as we speak.
That was good. That was good.
And yeah.
You don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D., but you're going to watch Agent Carter?
I'm watching S.H.I.E.L.D. on Netflix right now. I'm
catching up on S.H.I.L.D.?
On the first season.
Okay, good.
I'm about halfway through. And then I just saw, like, I don't remember if you asked if... anything about agents? No, I think you just mentioned it off the cuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw a still on her IMDb that mentioned her in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So apparently there's some sort of flashback scenario.
True.
That I haven't gotten to in the series yet.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
That still leaves me, and we're out of time.
Are we out of time?
No. God damn it.
All right.
Am I Nick Nolte?
No.
Damn. Am I Gary Busey?
No.
Damn it. Because they were in...
I get why you're thinking that. Like, Busey was in action movies.
Right.
But he's not the action hero.
Right. That's why I was going with it. And he wasn't the villain. He was crazy sidekick.
Yeah. Wah!
Yeah. This sucks so much because all I can think of is fucking action movies and stars.
Yeah.
Like, my brain
don't forget there was sci-fi, too.
My brain... But not really sci-fi.
Well, I said, your question was very specific. You said, like a sci-fi, I think you said like a series.
A sci-fi franchise.
Franchise. That's where it's like, eh.
So it was a standalone science
you've
fiction.
You've definitely been in standalone science fiction movies, but you've also been in a franchise that has some sci-fi to it. Some.
Matt Damon looks great for 62.
Matt Damon.
I'm not George Clooney.
No.
Didn't think so. Because he's.
I would totally call him an action star from Dusk Till Dawn.
He's only like 48.
Yeah.
That's
not true.
In my mind. let's see here. I have no
try to focus on decades of fame. Little nudge. Maybe decades of fame will help.
This is definitely somebody I know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like,
Yeah.
Who's right there. Fletcher Sucks right now is just like, oh my God, dude.
I think the questions have been vague enough to where they don't really know either.
Yeah.
You haven't honed yet. You need to get closer.
I know. I don't know where to grab specifically because every time I try to reach out in a specific direction, that branch gets shut down, just fucking cut right off.
Not that branch.
I'm terrible at this game, Doc.
Yeah.
The standalone science fiction film. No.
For the audience, I just stood up and stretched.
Am I in... Am I Kevin Bacon?
No.
Damn. Was that close?
Well, everybody's close to Kevin Bacon, at least that's, 6 degrees away.
Am I a good actor?
Yes.
But I haven't been graced with an award.
Not an Oscar. I'm sure there's been awards that you've gotten.
Was I big in the 80s?
You were decent in the 80s.
Decent in the 80s. Was I falling off in the 80s?
No.
No. I was on the rise in the 80s. In the 90s is where I hit my stride?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
90s. Am I a well-respected actor?
I'd say so.
Like the acting community is down with me?
Yeah. I don't think anybody hates you.
Do I come from an acting family?
Don't think so. No.
Damn.
Not a Baldwin.
Not a Penn.
Not a Penn. Not a Wayans.
Am I a white actor?
Yeah.
Do I have a unique acting style?
Yes. That was a good question, Corey. Yes, you do.
Yeah, see, that leads me only to two people. And you already said I'm not Christopher Walken.
Right.
And that only really leaves, in my mind, fucking Captain Kirk. But
no.
He was in a giant sci-fi series, so that eliminates
and he didn't
William
hit
Shatner.
His stride in the 90s.
Yeah. Unique acting style.
Yeah.
Was I the star of those sci-fi movies?
You have been, but you've also been in ensemble sci-fi movies.
Ensemble sci-fi movies?
Yeah. But there's one in particular I could think of where you were the fucking lead.
In the 90s?
The one where you were the lead? Mm. No.
No.
No, not in the 90s.
In the 80s?
Yes. You were a lead in a sci-fi movie in the 80s.
Am I in a TV show? Have I been on a TV show recently?
Not too recently. Like...
For HBO?
No.
Damn. Have I ever had on-screen sex with Elizabeth Shue? That's not a serious question. I'm just...
If you have, I don't remember who, if she was in any of your movies.
I'm kidding.
Who was that?
It was William H. Macy.
Oh, okay. No, you're not William H. Macy.
Have I awkwardly cupped my balls?
No.
After post-coitus scene in a movie about gambling.
You're not Maria Bello.
No. Have I directed?
I don't think so. If you have, it's like theater probably or some shit.
Right. Big in the 90s, but was a star of a sci-fi film in the 80s.
Yeah.
Not Jeff Bridges.
No.
What other sci-fi films happened in the 80s that I would know about?
I don't think you're going to get it from that, because remember, big in the 90s, so the more famous roles were the 90s.
Dramatic roles in the 90s that made me famous.
I wouldn't say dramatic roles made you famous.
Am I still alive?
Yeah.
Still alive.
Dramatic, like, you weren't in a Terms of Endearment thing in the 90s or some shit.
Right. Yeah. Have I been a part of any major trilogies?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
In the 80s?
You've been part, here's what I'll say about it.
In the 90s, like a big trilogy in the 90s?
It would be in the 90s. Here's what I'll say about it, though. You were a part of... movies that had a trilogy.
90s. I was in a trilogy in the... one or two movies in a trilogy in the 90s.
You were in one or two, yes.
that was sci-fi-ish?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, definite sci-fi element, but you wouldn't classify it as, like, a sci-fi movie. You get what I mean?
Would you consider it a drama?
No.
Thriller?
There's definite thrills. Thriller sounds kind of like... Thriller is a weird... Like, I don't even know what a thriller really is. Because thriller sounds like slasher movie, kind of.
A thriller is like a suspenseful movie where somebody is usually shown to be crazy and coming after.
I wouldn't say thriller, then.
Okay. Is it a movie that's just sort of like the sci-fi element is that it's based in the future?
No.
Based in present day?
At the time when they came out, yeah.
In the 90s.
And I'll even give you this, because thinking of just the trilogy...
Judge Reinhold?
No. Thinking of just the trilogy, I think, could throw you, because there's going to be another one that is not out yet, that is in production, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. So it's actually going to be a quadrilogy. Quadrilogy.
Oh, damn. Now I can't think of... Is he going to be in the new one?
No.
No.
Remember, he's in one or two of the trilogy. Because that was your question. Is he in one or two? And I said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he the main star of this franchise? Of the ones that he's in?
Of one that he's in, and the other one, no. So yes and no would be the answer to that. So you just figured out he's in two movies. One, he's not the main star, and one, he is.
Of the same trilogy.
In the same trilogy, yeah.
Which is about to be a quadrilogy.
Which is about to be a quadrilogy.
Is it a reboot of the franchise?
No, I think it is a continuation.
Continuation.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this game. I hate it so much, Doc. I hope people are entertained by how terrible I am at this game.
I think more people in the chat would be getting it by now.
I bet. Yeah, I bet. Especially with they all have it. Yeah.
With those hints.
They were like, Tim Allen all the way. Come on.
It's not Tim Allen.
I know. Is it a horror film?
No. Well, there's horror in it. Some definite scares.
Is it a comedy?
There's comedy in it, but it is not a comedy.
Not a comedy.
Yeah.
My Bruce Campbell?
No.
Damn.
You're missing a big genre.
Drama, comedy.
No, no.
Thriller, crime drama.
No, no.
Biopic.
No. I'm going to give you
romantic comedy.
No, I'm going to give you a hint. This is not the movie franchise, but this will help you guess the genre.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Action adventure?
Boom. Okay. That's the genre. Action adventure, sci-fi elements, some horror, and some comedy. Trilogy in the 90s, new one coming out soon. He was one of the stars of the first one and the main star of the second one. Corey, who are you?
Oh, my God. I really wish I could remember that list that I read not too long ago of all the movies that they're making again or... You know, adding to a franchise.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, I'm drawing such a blank. Like this is like fucking come dance around of Nerdagores. This entire game, where like I'm like, all right, I'm psyched. I know kind of the direction I want to go, and then I get to a point where my mind just stops thinking of people.
Try to get in my mind a little bit, because I picked it.
Yeah, I know.
Why did I pick it?
You could be fucking obscure actor guy that.
Why did I pick it?
Why did I
try to
you picked
get
it
that.
Because you wanted to win this game.
No. Try. Try to ask why, like
it's not fucking Bill Murray.
No.
It's not Ghostbusters.
No.
That you're thinking of.
Try to figure out why why I picked it.
It's an action. Do you love this person?
Oh yeah.
But it's not Bill Murray.
It's not Bill Murray. It's one of my other loves.
Your other loves?
Yeah.
Am I Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, you are.
Holy shit. God damn it.
Corey finally got it.
God damn it.
Now, hold on. Now, go back to some of your prior questions and think. Unique acting style.
He's 62.
He's 62.
Oh, yeah. Unique acting style for sure.
Unique acting style.
I bet that alone probably would have been like, oh, well, not Christopher Walken, not William Shatner. Oh, Jeff Goldblum.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
He's my fucking Facebook banner.
Yeah. And as always, remember.
This never happened.
I wish that game never happened. Fucking Jeffrey Goldblum.